Let's start here.
If it takes 5 machines 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
Isn't the point of the comment box that it's anonymous? Wait, have they already been released?
Yes, yesterday. Should be a fun read, right?
Cincinnati has a long history of presenting free music in parks, and over the last couple of years, that sort of went away for one reason or another. And you said, Lou, that you really kind of got the bug to bring music back to the parks.
This is WVXU's Discovery Podcast, Start Here, a chance to sample some of the more interesting podcasts and episodes from the over 300,000 podcasts available today. I'm Trip Eldridge, and as your podcast jockey, I'll bring you 3 podcast samples in each episode of Start Here, 2 from the exploding national podcast world, and 1 from the wonderfully creative community of podcasters right here in Cincinnati and the Tri-State. We'll also check out the hottest podcasts from the iTunes podcast chart. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorite podcasts at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. Also, if you have a podcast you'd like to share or a specific episode you liked, let us know. Just email us or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it, and why you want to share it. Our email is podcast@wvxu.org, or give us a call. Leave us a voicemail, 513-294-8030. That's 513-294-8030. Today on Start Here, we'll explore a podcast whose very name might worry you. It's called You're Not So Smart, and each episode sets out to prove its name right. David McRaney, a journalist and avid psychology fan, takes aim at all the biases, fallacies, and delusions that we don't even realize we hold. Through interviews with psychology experts, McRaney explores the reasons behind our mental shortcomings and the effects these shortcomings have on our everyday interactions. You're Not So Smart addresses a variety of topics in this field while maintaining a fun and lighthearted tone. The title isn't an insult so much as a reminder that everyone has imperfections. We're practically made of them. Here's a clip from the episode called Bullshit, where McRaney talks with Gordon Pennycock, a PhD candidate at the University of Waterloo, about our human susceptibility to fancy words and long-winded sentences.
Pennycock explained that just as there is evidence to suggest we have an overactive agency detection system in our brains that alerts us to the possibility that the creak in the basement might be a serial killer or that the rustling in the leaves might be a hungry panther, we may also have an overactive agency detection system that identifies properly constructed sentences as likely written by some agent, some human, for some good reason.
Right. So you wouldn't assume that I would be presenting you with a bunch of random words, obviously. We have a bias towards assuming that there's going to be something said in a sentence, which is kind of like the opposite of what you'd want it to be.
It's the opposite of what you would want it to be because, as Gordon explained, we tend to have this belief that we are always critical of just about everything. And in this case, that we're always alert to the fact that we might be, at any given moment, confronted with the alluring pull of bullshit. And because of that, our built-in bullshit detector stands vigilant at all times to incoming fluff and pseudo-profound statements designed to sweep us up. But that's just not true. It's wishful thinking.
We do the opposite. We just assume there's going to be something there, and we have to like always catch up, basically.
So if you have a human brain, then you are susceptible to bullshit. Everyone is. But some people are a bit more receptive than others, especially if that bullshit seems deep and profound at first glance. Pennycook and his team set out to understand what factors play into our varying degrees of receptivity. And one of the tests he used is called the CRT, the Cognitive Reflection Test. So here's a question from the test, and I want to see how you do. And remember, how you perform might reveal something about how vulnerable you are to bullshit artists of all stripes. So here's the question. If it takes 5 machines 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
That was a clip from You Are Not So Smart with David McRaney. This show provides listeners with a wealth of knowledge on human psychology, as well as some much-needed awareness of our own natural flaws. You may not be as smart as you think you are, but this podcast hopes to make you a little smarter than you were before. That's You Are Not So Smart, available right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Next, we shift our podcast spotlight to the workplace. We all know what it's like to deal with a terrible boss, a grueling job, or an awkward office interaction. But what can we learn from these things? In the new podcast, I Hate My Boss, business veterans Liz Dolan and Larry Seal take listener problems and situations and offer their expertise and perspective on how to turn negatives into positives. The show's funny, thorough, and offers useful advice for navigating the working world. Here's a clip from the episode called Feedback, Judgment, and the Comment Box. Dolan and Seal turn to Pen and Pencil, a reoccurring fictional ad agency that helps illustrate some of the points they make throughout the show. In this episode, Pen and Pencil deals with an anonymous feedback box that has been made public.
Hello, everyone. This morning, I received an email from Mr. Robin, and since it pertains to all of us, we should read it together.
Lisa, something's wrong with the comment box. I got a notification. I think we've been hacked.
Well, that's what we're going to discuss, Jessica. Let's just read the email.
I can read it. I'm working on public speaking.
The computer can do it. Maybe next time, Chuck.
But I...
Sure, whatever.
Employees of Pen and Pencil, the internal audit brought a lot to our attention, and we'd like to see an improvement in feedback. We feel that employees from top to bottom need to be more straightforward and upfront with constructive criticism in order to maximize productivity. We've decided to take the first step by opening up the virtual comment box for all employees to review. Please review the comments and speak directly with your co-workers if there are any conflicts, both personally and professionally. Thank you and goodbye.
I read the email beforehand, but I wanted to hear everyone's reactions live. I think this is a great idea, don't you all?
Isn't the point of the comment box that it's anonymous? Wait, have they already been released?
Yes, yesterday. Should be a fun read, right? Matt, you don't have to raise your hand.
Hi, sorry. Will there be any, like, consequences if a grievance has been aired about anyone?
I don't know. Probably not. Maybe.
There won't even be any comments. This place is perfect.
There are 74 comments from this month alone.
A snippet from I Hate My Boss with Liz Dolan and Larry Seal. Through experience, a wide variety of guests, and listener feedback, Dolan and Seal provide listeners with much-needed break from corporate problem-solving through a fresh perspective on office dilemmas. That's I Hate My Boss. Find it now on WVXU's Podcast Central. We often don't think of on-air programs as good examples of local podcasts, but with a quick switch of the transmitter to the iPhone, a celebrated local show becomes a great podcast. Think Around Cincinnati. As a program, it's on Sunday evenings at 7. As a podcast, it's on demand right now on Podcast Central. Around Cincinnati is your one-stop shop for all things art in the city. Whether you're looking for concerts, art fairs, museum events, or anything in between, Around Cincinnati will tell you where to be and when. Here's a clip from a recent installment. Lou Sand joins Elaine Deal to discuss the countless parks that can be found in nearly every neighborhood in the city. Lou's a regional manager of the Cincinnati Parks and is one of the driving forces behind this year's summer concert series.
Lou, what kind of activities will Cincinnati Parks offer this summer? What are some of the favorite programs that will return, and what are some new things you've got going on?
Well, something that we're very excited about this year, and this will be our second year, is a series of concerts, again, in these neighborhood parks. We've expanded it to include some parks on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing it in some parks on the east side, but we're going to be able to expand it this year. What's really neat about it is the fact that it's in collaboration with park advisory councils and community councils to bring family-friendly, enriching entertainment programming out there into our neighborhood parks.
And we were talking about Cincinnati has a long history of presenting free music in parks. And over the last couple of years, that sort of went away for one reason or another. And you said, Lou, that you really kind of got the bug to bring music back to the parks. So thank you for doing that, because these shows are always free for the audiences. Who benefits from free music in the park?
I really think the key thing about bringing the parks programming is that it's, you know, it's positive activity for the family to enjoy. We're in challenging times, and they're hitting some of our neighborhoods the hardest. And parks are not immune to some negative activities. And we firmly believe that bringing positive activity into the parks, like this concert series, we also have some farmers markets in a number of our neighborhood parks, that type of family-friendly activity, that positive activity, drives some of this negativity out.
That's a clip from Around Cincinnati. Local contributors and weekly guests are here to keep you in the loop on all exciting things happening around our city. The only problem you have after tuning into that podcast is a lack of time. The possibilities around Cincinnati are endless. That's Around Cincinnati, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. It's time to turn to the iTunes charts to see the movers and shakers in the Apple podcast world. And the big news is that Malcolm Gladwell is back with his second season of his debut podcast called Revisionist History. Each week for 10 weeks, Revisionist History goes back to reinterpret something from the past. An event, a person, idea, something overlooked, something misunderstood. And the rumor is Gladwell is considering giving up writing books because he loves podcasting so much more. I hope that's not true. But for now, Revisionist History tops the charts with ESPN's podcast version of its popular 30 for 30 series and the criminal justice podcast Sworn, also appearing as recent number ones. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two cool resources. NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. The show features a peek at podcasts that feature vibrant voices, engaging points of view, and novel approaches to storytelling. And for a quick and powerful review of some of the latest podcasts, go to NPR's earbud.fm. They use a unique way to help you discover podcasts with categories like Brighten My Day or Feast for Your Ears or Serious Stuff. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.